Blog Talk Radio.
Set up the framework of where we're going into today's broadcast.
I will share for about 40 minutes with our dynamo in-studio guest, our wellness expert, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our Global Listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your pens, papers, notepads, tablets, desktops, whatever you need to capture the nuggets, you want to grab it. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and did I say I love Mondays? It's Wellness Monday. Every first Monday of the month through 2021, we are offering Wellness Monday, and I'm so excited that today is our Wellness Monday, and we're going to be focusing on mind, body, and soul, and we'll share a little bit more about what that looks like. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our Global Listening audience, that you take a quick moment, make it a quick one, to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the Bible, a carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our greatest heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment with Motivational Mondays, we're looking at spring cleaning, mind, body, and soul with our wellness experts, the Global Wellness Coders of TLC, Tabitha Smith and Veronica Wilson. I'm so excited to welcome my partners in our Global Wellness Coders. I'm excited to bring the experts in so that we can educate you, give you some further thoughts that would assist you in walking in a wholeness of who you are, not just that you are building and establishing for your dreams and your visions and your goals and all of that, but you're taking a more holistic approach dealing with mind, body, and soul and being healthier wherever you are, because health is truly the greatest wealth. When I think about this individual, Tabitha Smith, who I affectionately call Lady Tabitha, you know, our relationship goes way back. But about 6 months or so ago, and time flies so quickly, it could be a little bit longer, but about 6 months ago, we specifically partnered in this area of health and wellness as the Global Wellness Coders. And I'm going to have Tabitha Smith, Lady Tabitha, again, as I affectionately call her. I'm going to invite her in, and then we're going to bring in Dr. Veronica Wilson as well. But I want Lady Tabitha to establish what is Global Wellness Coders and how did this all come together? We connected and we've been partnered ever since. Wow, it's been an amazing journey. Lady Tabitha, are you with me?
I'm here, Coach.
Yay! Well, tell our welcome. It's always a joy to have you, so thank you for your sacrifice to sow into the lives of our listeners and to assist them with growing mind, body, and soul. Help us to understand this term, Global Wellness Coders, and how this was birthed and where it all started.
Well, thank you, Coach. First of all, I would like to say thank you so very much for opening the platform for us to come on and discuss this topic of spring cleaning and just focusing on our wellness. So thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to share. So thank you. So I wanted to just share a little bit about how Global Wellness Coders, how it began. And it began with, long story short, me experiencing great success, loving working, traveling, overachiever, and then my health crashing. I found that initially the doctors could not help me. No one knew or understood what was going on with my system. So I had to decode, research myself, every component in my life, all my systems that were breaking down. I had to take the time and decode them. And it just led into wellness, global wellness coders, because there's a group of us that come together every Wednesday for an hour, and we specifically just hone in on our temple, and we don't talk about anything else other than the organs in the body and how we can improve and detoxing and things like this. So that's a long story short, Coach. Me having to decode and saying, you know, I know there's other men and women that have the same problem. I would like to be transparent and share my health journey and the victories as well as the lows. And that's how
it all
began.
And, you know, Lady Tabitha, yes, and, you know, I so appreciate that. One, I appreciate your openness, your transparency, because oftentimes when we are achievers, when we're driven and we have that high drive, we often drive ourselves to that capacity of stretch, you know, as the athletes would say, the second wind, and we're not sensitive to what our bodies need and our temples need to be able to handle the capacity of our vision, our goals, our dreams. We overtax our bodies. And so I love that you shared so openly with that. I want to bring in Dr. Veronica Wilson. Dr. Veronica Wilson and I, we all known each other. We go way back. But Dr. Veronica Wilson and I, unlike you and I, we lost complete touch until about 6 months or so ago. And so it's so great to reconnect with her. And we are this, quote, unquote, three chord that's not easily broken, known as the Global Wellness Coders, along with the other team members that are joining us in this plight. And so, Dr. Veronica, share with us, where did this health and wellness journey and this snapshot start for you as we get into today's subject?
Well, I think it started as I began to be more seasoned and realized that I was finally getting older. The body was aging. But I also, being close to Tabitha, a sister in the Lord, I saw when she was going through her health journey, and I was with her a lot of that part of that beginning of that journey when her body was being attacked, and I seen her conquer and overcome. And then she introduced me to some wonderful products that she added to her knowledge base, and I began to take those products too. But I think the whole coding thing came because I believed as lovers of God that we shouldn't look just like the world. We shouldn't have the same symptoms. We shouldn't be as sick. It has to be more to it. When you read the Word of God and you see how health is something He desired us to have, I just thought we needed to look different. And you said something when you opened up, when you said health is our greatest wealth. And I've always believed that for many years before I even met you all. But I knew that it would take some to how to stay healthy. I've always admired older, healthy people who are enjoying life to the fullest. And I know that health is not an automatic thing. It's something you have to be conscious of. And you have to kind of hunger and thirst after it.
Ooh, Dr. Veronica, you really hit a point there that was so rich. Health is not automatic. We have to be intentional on our journey. And, you know, that is something as well that I'm growing in understanding. You know, when I was younger, I didn't even have to focus on my body. You know, I could eat whatever I wanted. I was naturally active, you know, maintained lower weight into my late 20s, you know, and then in 30s, my body started to shift. I didn't have the activity. And so now I'm dealing with this greater consciousness as I continue to grow to be more seasoned, as you would say. I love that. You know, I had my goddaughter laughing because she just turned, or she'll be turning 31. And I told her, I said, goddaughter, I mean, like, how is this going to work when godmommy embraces 35 again? How is this? She's like, well, godmommy, you're going to have to adjust. And so, you know, I recognize that, as you mentioned, as we grow and being more mature in our bodies and more seasoned, that we have to have this greater intentionality and this consciousness around how will I care for my body for the purpose of being able to fulfill our assignment. For our regular listeners, you know that everything for Coach Adams comes back to your assignment, your vision, your goals, your dreams, whatever it is that you've been placed on the planet to do, that you have the capacity to be able to see that through. And if you're not taking care of yourself, mind, body, and soul, you have an issue. So today we're specifically focusing in on spring cleaning, mind, body, and soul. And I'm going to give you five key elements as it relates to spring cleaning for your mind. Dr. Veronica is going to give you some key elements for your body. And Lady Tabitha is going to give you some key elements for your soul as we're looking at this theme of spring cleaning. So if you don't already have your notepads, pens, and all of that handy, I'm telling you again, grab it. You're going to get some great richness, and I want you to be able to capture this. So as we look at spring cleaning the mind, you know, I cross-applied this that more often than not, when we're thinking of spring cleaning, we're thinking of this major cleaning in our home. But we're shifting that to our mind. You know, the first area, if you were looking at spring cleaning your home, you would want to take it and clean one room at a time, room by room. So I'm sharing with you, as it relates to your mind, you want to focus on one issue at a time. Whatever those issues are that are allowing you to carry this extra weight, you need to release that weight. Speaking of releasing weight, I did a series on, or a show on, transitioning out of the quicksand of life, and we dealt with this very topic of releasing that weight. And so you have to focus one area, one issue at a time. When it comes to spring cleaning your mind, don't try to take on everything. I know, for me, you can see this big elephant before you and you can feel overwhelmed. Oh, my God, how am I going to eat this elephant? And one would tell you, you eat the elephant one bite at a time. If you're looking at spring cleaning your home, you look at the home, oh, my God, there's so much to do. You start one room at a time. So the first area, you want to focus on one issue at a time, whatever that may be. You may be dealing with a number of different things on your plate. You want to focus on one at a time because you want to bite that elephant one bite at a time. You want to organize and detox the clutter. You want to organize your thoughts and detox the clutter. You know, if you were looking at organizing your home, spring cleaning your home, they would say organize and clean the clutter. So you want to organize your thoughts. You want to detox the clutter of those things that are not serving you, those things that are causing you not to have clarity of mind. So you want to make sure that not only are you focusing in on one issue at a time, you're organizing these various thoughts that you're processing through, and you're detoxing the clutter. If you need a great detoxer for your body, we'll give you information on how you can contact our team. I am taking the detox. It's serving me so well. And I want you to just be aware of what's available for you. And if you're interested, we'll give you an opportunity to contact our team concerning that. So the next is seek wise counsel as needed. And what we're saying here is, for example, if you were cleaning your home, you would get everybody in the home involved. And so when I'm saying, as it relates to spring cleaning your mind, seek wise counsel as needed. Maybe you need to consult with a coach. Maybe you need to consult with a counselor. Maybe you need to consult with a therapist, whatever that looks like, so that you're able to spring clean your mind, because the goal with all of this is that you would be in a healthier place, mind, body, and soul. The other is, separate from focusing on one issue at a time, those various things that you may be dealing with, we have to address those issues of trauma. Issues of trauma are different than the day-to-day. They require something different from you. They require a different energy from you. And that trauma will weigh you down. If you have those issues of the past that are weighing you down, that are clogging up your thoughts, that are not allowing you to be in the moment because you're so focused on the past, you're so weighed down and bogged down by the trauma, the situation of the past, you have to address those issues, whatever they may be. And this in the natural would be, if you were cleaning your home, it's tackle the seasonal chaos, the seasonal chores, the seasonal things that you only handle at a specific time. And so when you're looking at addressing issues of trauma, you're addressing those issues, those isolated experiences, those challenges that are preventing you from being free in your mind, that are preventing you from having clarity of mind, that are preventing you from moving forward. You've gotten stuck in the quicksand, per se, of life. And the last that I want to share with you before I hand it over to Dr. Veronica to give you some great nuggets on how do I spring clean my body, to establish new daily practices for your mind health. Many of us don't have good practices that support us and serve us for good mind health. If you were looking at your home, it would be establish new cleaning habits for the home. And so when we're talking about establish new daily practice for mind health, we're talking about, do you have and schedule that time for you to be one with your thoughts, that thinking time? Do you have that time where you reflect and you're able to pause and reflect and process? Do you have that time of meditation, of being still and quiet with your source, your creator, one with you and your thoughts? And so we want to establish those daily practices for mind health that support and serve us overall longevity, that we're increasing our capacity, our mind health capacity, because we are more equipped. Oftentimes, many are struggling with getting good rest. If you need support with that, one of the things that I have heard that individuals have gotten such great results on, I don't struggle with my sleep, but I know that many struggle with resting, and this will not allow your mind to be clear and to have the clarity that you need. So a support for that would be Harmony Drops. If you want more information, we'll share how you can connect with our team. So I'm going to hand it over to Dr. Veronica. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Veronica, please help me. How do I spring clean my body?
I'm so glad. Not that I, you know, I have some nuggets that just have worked and some principles that just have worked. And I share them because I feel like freely giving, I'm going to freely give. So it's funny that you talked about the thinking and order. You know, God is a God of order. And so I want to start right there. I had that in my notes too, Coach Adams. But I was thinking, you know, God has shown me that we have to have the right order, even what we think of. We're talking about bodies right now, but we have to have the right order, and even for these bodies to respond and to operate correctly. And I think a lot of times we're out of order when we don't put God first concerning health. You know, this world system has taught us all the pharmaceuticals and how to go to the doctor first and how to, you know, go to the store and pick something up off the shelf. But I think we have to change that way of thinking, and we have to start with first things first. So the spiritual part of health is first. And I know there's a lot of God-minded, God-lovers on this radio, so I can flow freely with this. But you have to start with the spiritual part first, because your health belongs to God. And like I said earlier, he's the creator of our bodies, and he knows how intricately and how wonderfully he's made these bodies. So we have creator and trust him first for our health. And then I'm not downing, like I said on last month's show, we're not in any way downing the medical profession. God gave us that. But the highest level of perfecting our health is to be in tune with God for our bodies and to trust him and to see what his word says about health. And then
so
the mindset is part of that order. Retraining our mindset to go, retraining this flesh part of us to seek God first, to honor him with our health, which means having a form of discipline as to how we're going to treat these temples, how we're going to nurture these bodies, what we're going to feed these bodies. And then I do want to hit on the meat thing. You and I talked about it offline before. Meat is not the original design, and I'm not telling anyone to stop eating meat. I still eat meat, but I'm way more conscious of my meat intake. And my desire is to eliminate as much meat as I can because it's just too hard on the body. The original, you know, foods for us that God planned out for us were vegetation. And, you know, if we go on a 90-day journey, I had to do it with one of my uncles. He was going to face kidney dialysis, and he really didn't want those machines keeping him alive. And he's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
So for 90 days, we gave him nothing but vegetation, fresh vegetables, as much raw food as we could. And his doctors were amazed. He never had to be a product of the dialysis process. So I've seen it work, not just for him, but for others, but it's still working for him, by the way. And I think that was 3 years ago. And then I want to touch on worship. You know, worship is a part of our health. And some people might say, oh, she's going really far with that. But no, when you really know your creator, and you really trust him in all things, you will begin to worship him for your health and everything else. So worship is a key part. It just keeps, if you think about it, when you're worshiping, you don't think about a whole lot of problems or anything. It keeps stress away. It does so much. But most of all, it gives God glory, and it helps you in your body. So then I want to talk about praying about eating the right food. I didn't say praying over your food, because we talked about how we can pray over some junk on our plates. We know that stuff on our plates is not healthy. We know it's full of sugar. We like that dessert. But let's do something different. Let's pray about the food we purchase to put on those plates. We won't even have to pray over it if we purchase the right stuff in the beginning. So let's start praying about that order and thinking right, thinking about this is healthy for my body. I want to get the proper nutrients in this body because I am on assignment. I am an ambassador for God. I have a purpose in the earth realm, and I want to walk it out. I want long days, you know, in this body. And we know that the flesh is always fighting against that, and none of us are perfect in it, so it's a discipline. Just like everything else we want to be successful in. And you know, I'm going to kind of end with this, Coach Adams, but you know that scripture, we always quote it Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But it seems like we have a struggle with our own body. You know that is
so
something
true.
That we're going to start mastering this body, because like you said, when we were younger, we didn't think about being healthy. We were graced with health. We were favored with help from our Father. But as we age, this flesh is against the spirit, and it's going to start trying to do some things. That's why I said health is not automatic. We have to be intentional, as you said, about it. And then the last thing is, when people are talking to us about what we don't do right, like this conversation we're having right now, the enemy will put in your mind, listen to her acting like it's easy to do. But this is not a beat-up message. This is a bless-me message.
Mm-hmm.
This is trying to share the blessings so that we course-correct ourselves and some things that the world system doesn't want us to know, because I'll say it again. The church, the body of Christ, the people of God, however you want to call it, the saints, we shouldn't be as sick as the world system is, who doesn't even know God. And then I'll leave you with this. Think about Daniel and those Hebrew boys. They were the sharpest. They were the best looking. They were the most intelligent. They were the strongest. And they didn't eat the king's meat. In other words, they didn't eat like the world system eats.
Wow.
That was such great richness, Dr. Veronica. I so appreciate how you made the connection with spirit and our body and brought us to a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of mind thinking on how will we approach caring for our bodies. I love it. Thank you so much. Again, such a great richness. Let's go over to Lady Tabitha. We've talked about spring cleaning our minds. We've talked about spring cleaning our bodies. Lady Tabitha, how do we spring clean our soul?
Well, Coach, first I want to say that I've enjoyed both of you global wellness coders and the information that you've shared with all of us. One of the common things that I heard you ladies saying is that it takes strategy. We have to strategize to be well. We have to strategize to have joy,
yes.
Strategy. And so which brings in the coding part, you know, really like figuring out the formula. First of all, identifying the problem, taking inventory, identifying the problem, and then having that solution. So I've really been enjoying both of you. I wanted to share with our listening audience, spring cleaning. Before I spring clean my house, order that I go in, I literally think it through. Where should I start? The upstairs, downstairs, the back of the house. So there's order there again. So we're really talking about self-care, right? Like when we pull up. So I'm going to share 5 points that have helped me, and I pray that it will help someone else that's listening. So number one, with the spring cleaning is that I want to establish the connection I have with my power source. For me, it's God, my power source. And I want to do that first thing in the morning, prayer and meditation, conversation, right? So once I establish that connection, that routine daily, I want to, this is where the spring cleaning comes. You know, I plan on throwing out or donating at least 30 pairs of shoes. I want to pull them up. And when I take them out of that space, there's going to be an empty space in my closet. So when I take those shoes out, I've got to replace them, or there will be an empty space. So it's the same thing with our minds, right? Our soul. And to me, they're all connected. Our systems work together. So I want to detox. I want to pull up those things in my prayer and meditation. And if I need strength, if I need direction, if I need courage to do that, I have that opportunity to pray and ask God to help me with that.
And I want to write down as much as possible because we want to get it outside of us. We want to get those things that are hidden in that closet. The world talks about, I'm coming out of the closet. We want to get those things, those skeletons, those bones out of the closet, those deep secrets out of the closet. These are the things that hold and hold our spirit, our soul man down, right? We feel shame. What are some of the symptoms? Shame, embarrassment, depression, anxiety, panic attacks. Because we need to detox the soul, we need to pull some things up by the root. Number two, forgiveness. Asking God to realign myself. Asking God to forgive me when I can identify something is out of order. Spring cleaning in your house, you will identify the system is out of order. They're not putting the towels back in the linen closet properly. So now we got to pull all the towels out and fold them properly and educate everyone in the house. And it's not just you. It's educating everyone in the house. So, but the correction is good. Correction is good for the soul. It really is. Because how can we continue doing the same thing expecting different results? And I really believe that self-forgiveness is very important. I have to forgive myself because I made some bad decisions or choices, not intending to offend anyone, offend myself, or offend God, but it happens. And life does happen. But the good news is that we have the power to change the situation. We have the power.
That's really rich. Mm-hmm.
To do that. So recalibrating, realigning, and this is all self-care as well. But when we do this, and we're on number two, when we do this, this will generate the soul to be healthy and to be able to live your best life, be able to be mm-hmm. free and live an abundant life. You want to get rid of all the toxins and all the dead weight and all the secrets and the things that have been haunting you. We want to pull those things up and get rid of them. Number three, not holding ill feelings. And I'm always going to, one of the things that I have found in my wellness journey is that everything starts mm-hmm. with me. A lot of, I think my previous life, before I made this shift, a lot of outside people, things, situations, experiences, mm-hmm. it affected me. And I'm still learning.
Right.
I'm talking to me first. It was mm-hmm. the outside that were affecting my daily life and how I was feeling. Coach, I ended up with two tumors size of grapefruits. And the only thing that pressed it back, trace it back to was stress, holding in, how I really not talking about things, right? So mm-hmm. not holding ill feelings against yourself and others, right? And not emotions and negativity. We cannot hold these things in, just like we cannot keep, there's no purpose of keeping something in our closet that we bought in 1960.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's buy Delta's story. Let's upgrade the model, right?
Amen.
So, right now I'm seeing blenders and, you know, cake mixers. You know, they have updated coffee machines, right? So we put a lot of time in the outside, which is why we're talking about spring cleaning, because the first thing we do as humans is, oh, we got to get to that closet, we got to get to that garage. Time out. What about taking care of the main house, the tabernacle, soul lives, where your spirit lives? So
that's true.
I've
mm-hmm.
been
that's
having
so rich.
Yes, I've been having fun with this, and I'm doing this. I'm working on this. Spring cleaning, this is the first month in the second quarter of the year. So number four, repeating old negative events and conversations over and over and over in your mind. Anybody ever did that? Well, I'm going to tell him, and you're just reacting it. And then sometimes we're thinking of these things over and over because it caused trauma in our lives. So So we'll get a trigger. We'll hear something, see someone, or be in a particular place, conversation, a song. It can trigger a very bad experience, a negative experience.
Right.
And we just play that recorder over and over, but it's time for us to take control and say no more and pull and identify. We started off with analyzing, taking inventory. So going into this year, 2021, we're so grateful to be able to come together once a month. We come together, the Wellness Coach, every Wednesday, and it's so dynamic. It's so powerful. But we are putting the brakes and pulling up those roots and say, you know what? I'm not going to let this thing haunt me anymore. It's been controlling my life for too long. Mm-hmm. And it's bigger, the lower spirit in my head, in me, makes it bigger than what it truly is. And it will literally call, it's gotten so bad, I'll just be transparent about it. I'll tell on myself, it has made me sick. And the past, it has made me sick because it was something so hurtful to me, and I thought about it over and over and over until you build up this negative energy, and now you're nauseous. So no more of that. No more of that. No more. No more. Number five, sowing, reaping the harvest. So what I sowed yesterday or last year, I'm reaping it today. So I think it's very important that we all take inventory. What are you harvesting this year?
That's really good.
What are you harvesting this year? What are you reaping? If you want to be loved, we must show love. If you want to be forgiven, we must show forgiveness. This is so important. And again, it's a strategy. And this is a principle that God created in the earth realm. The same level of power as the principle of gravity. It's exactly the same, but just a different area of life. And these principles and laws and strategies are left here for us. And I'm really grateful for Motivational Mondays because you can start your week off right. We can guarantee that we're going to tune in and we're going to get some tools to put in our backpack to help us succeed. And we're just going to fill that backpack up, and the more we actually implement and utilize these skill sets and this information that we're getting, we're going to see our life change. We're going to see our life change, mind, body, and soul. We will witness a change. And so that's what I have today, Coach, for everyone. It's important that we keep our environment clean on the inside and around us. I often say the ecosystem. Right? Keep it clean. Keep the spirit of gratitude. And this will help our soul become healthy. And it's something we must work on every day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Both of you ladies shared such a great richness and a different way to approach our mind, body, soul health that I really, really, really appreciate. And Lady Tabitha, you mentioned a couple of times that we as the global wellness coders, we come together every week. We do Motivational Mondays. We have our Health and Wellness Mondays once a month. But as a team, we come together. The groups that we do on Wednesdays, the meetings, is that open to anyone who wants to join us? And how would one connect with us offline beyond today's show, Motivational Mondays and Wellness Monday?
Yes, Coach. We are open for anyone that is ready to take that wellness journey and begin to detox mind, body, and soul. They are welcome to join us. We work on that Wednesday, we talk about mind, body, and soul, and we're detoxing, and people are really getting breakthroughs. We also take our products, and we'll introduce that to you for what you particularly need in your life. And you can join, you can contact Coach Adams, and she can lead you there, but also on the Facebook group, it's called, you can type in Global Wellness Coders. and that is our group. And just press the request, and you will be welcomed into the group.
I love that. So for those that are listening in and you're wanting some support on your wellness
yes.
journey, you've heard some great information, some richness around mind, body, and soul health, understanding that health is the greatest wealth, as we gave you some nuggets on spring cleaning in these various areas. But you're sitting there and you're thinking, wow, I need support. I want to partner with others who are on this journey with like-minded individuals and the experts and get some support. Again, the Facebook group is an open group, Global Wellness Coders. All are welcome. If you need information, you can give our team, the Coach Adams team, a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. We're also going to take this opportunity for those of you that are listening, and we're going to go to our lines now. We're going to come to you. We would love to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Maybe, just maybe, you're listening in on your electronic device. You're sitting in front of your laptop or your computer or what have you, your tablet. Do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We welcome your engagement. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, as we prepare to wind down today's installment, we have about 10 minutes, ladies. I'm going to go over to you, Dr. Veronica. If there was one thing that you would like to leave our global listening audience with today around spring cleaning the body, what would you have to say as we prepare to wind down in our next 10 minutes or so that we have together that is so key that you have grown to realize, wow, you have to do this beyond what you've already shared with us, which was such great richness, but do you have any additional thoughts or life lesson that you've learned around caring for the body and our temples?
I would say something that Lady Tabitha said really inspired me. We have the power to change, and I want everyone to remember it's never too late. And if you're really serious about taking a deep dive into this and you want to see some drastic change, remember you can always detox your body with the proper, you know, with vegetation and live foods for 90 days.
Oh, I love that. So you're saying, I love it. Thank you, Dr. Veronica. So you're saying that if someone operates and chooses a live food health journey, that they will see change in 90 days?
Yes, I really believe in that. I've seen it, and I know some people in their 80s, close to 90s, who are enjoying the blessed life by doing that.
I love it. And, you know, one of the things that I love, Dr. Veronica, that you shared is that it's never too late. You know, so often we feel like, oh, I'm more seasoned in life. It's over. It's never too late. And so I love that you brought that up, that we have the ability to make a shift. We are in control of caring for our bodies. Thank you so much for sharing that. Lady Tabitha, I come back over to you. What has been the greatest life lesson that you have gained that you want to share beyond the information that you gave us to spring clean our souls that you would like to leave our global listening audience with today?
Coach, I think the most important thing is to know that you are worth it, to know that you are worthy to – it's hard for me to always – it's hard for me to say one thing. I'm guilty. But to know that you're enough and to know that you're worthy and it was meant for you to have abundant life and to invest that time in yourself. Well, before you start your day, invest the time in yourself before you start your day so that you can experience an abundant life. You can experience a healthy mind, a healthy body, and a healthy soul because, quite frankly, they all go together. I can't just drink my detox tea. And excuse me, Coach. I've been thinking about this. I cannot just drink my detox tea and have my bowel movements, my amazing bowel movements, but I don't sit at the table every morning in prayer and meditation and write. It's not one or the other. It's all three. Would you ladies agree? It's all three.
System, yeah.
And it's a system and being consistent discipline. So I apologize, Coach. It wasn't one thing.
no need to apologize. I love that you brought out, you know, that it's not just one thing. And, you know, the central theme that I'm hearing as a reminder for our global listening audience as we're talking about spring cleaning, our mind, body, and soul, understanding that health is the greatest wealth. Because this is what's so true. What does it profit a man or woman to gain the whole world, to gain all of the stuff, the trappings and all of that, and they lose their soul, as we're talking about, that they don't have peace of mind, as we're talking about, they don't have health and energy because their body doesn't have the capacity to handle their assignment, to handle the demands of life because we have not had that intentionality. And that would be the thing that stands out for me. And we heard that theme mentioned on a number of occasions as we were sharing a mind, body, and soul, that we must be intentional. Life requires that we operate with intention. I cannot just say, I want to lose weight and not execute with intention. I can't just say, I want to have a healthy mind and not have some practices in place that support me in having a healthy mind. I can't say, I want to have a good soul and not, as you stated so well, Lady Tabitha, not have things in place that support me in that area of having a healthy soul. You know, and I love, Dr. Veronica, that you stated it's never too late. You know, it's been stated that the body completely replenishes itself, that the body completely replaces itself, the cells and all of that, every 7 years. So when we take the time to make the shift, we may not see it overnight. And I believe, Lady Tabitha, it was you or maybe Dr. Veronica that said, be consistent. So the other thing, in addition to that intentionality, I would say, be consistent. And that is one of the areas that I must be transparent and honest with saying for me, as it relates to the body wellness, I haven't been consistent. And because I didn't have those healthy habits that have been serving me. You know, as I shared when we opened, I never had to focus in on necessarily, you know, what was I eating and working out and all of that because naturally, you know, up until my 30s, I had an active lifestyle. I could eat whatever I wanted. But then there was a shifting, and I had to grow in the greater intentionality. And you can tell when you see me, if I've been intentional and focused and consistent or not. there are seasons when I'm a little bit more delicious, and there are seasons when there is far less of me. And so don't judge the coach. She's in process. I'm working through it. And so, you know, I love the richness that has been shared. And again, Lady Tabitha, share with our global listening audience listening in, how can they join the Global Wellness Coders movement?
We would love to have everyone join us. You can reach out to Coach Adam. You can send me a message on Instagram, and it's just Lady Tabitha Code. Also, you can go to our Facebook group, and it's called Global Wellness Coders, and we will love to have you. We do ask everyone to try detoxing using our teas or different products. They're all money-back guarantee, and we have a good time. I mean, ladies, it's very impactful. Would you agree?
Every Wednesday.
And
they're all natural products.
Right. And natural products. And as you can see, we're very authentic. So when you join our wellness group, I would say give attention to what's needed per person and just love on everyone right where you are and support you in your exercise at all levels. And just really be a strong healing circle for everyone that is involved. So everyone is welcome.
You know, I love, Lady Tabitha, that you mentioned it's a strong healing circle. And just like one-on-one coaching, one has to be intentional. There is a specific day and time that one can count on when I'm in a one-on-one coaching partnership with my clients that we come together. And so with the wellness coders, there is a specific day and time that we are here establishing that sense of community. For those that want to grow in that intentionality, want some support in that process to ensure that mind, body, and soul, you have the capacity, as I said earlier, to fulfill your assignment, to work it now so you can win. Working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams is going to boil down to your capacity, mind, body, and soul. Do you have the capacity to fulfill the assignment that has been given, the call that rests on your life is truly the question. And so we're here as a support for you. We have support products that have been serving us that we want to share with you. If you want more information, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. I want to extend a personal invitation for my circle of empowerment. We've already discussed briefly one-on-one coaching. My next private mastermind on Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. Everyone Communicates, Few Connects. Registration is open currently. It is a private mastermind. If you want more information, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. In addition, I have my Winner's Circle, which is a personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. If you want more information concerning the resources and tools that are available to support you on your journey, again, give our team a call at 310-289-2101. Lady Tabitha and Dr. Veronica, my fellow wellness coders, I thank you so much for your sacrifice to bring rich content around health and wellness for mind, body, and soul health to our global listening audience. That's all that we have time for now, but next month, first Monday of the month, we look forward to having you ladies join us and giving us more richness so that we can grow and develop into who we have been called to be and walk in greater health, which is our greatest wealth, mind, body, and soul. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We pick things up next week in our Shape series, and we're excited to have you. Save the date and set your timer so that you can be reminded every week that it's time for you to jumpstart your week with your motivation and inspiration right here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I coach and you win.